You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Always a privilege to catch up with the Ministry of Focus on the Family, which we often do, various experts in the ministry and weekly, for the most part, are able to bring some really relevant content from the Daily Citizen. The dailycitizen.org is the website to go to, and there you'll find all kinds of articles, including one we're going to be talking about today, written by Zachary Mettler. The headline is 1 in 8 Young Men Watch Porn, Gamble, and Play Video Games Daily. Zach Mettler, welcome back on to ABQ Connect. Appreciate your time here and the time you took to really dig into this topic.
Hey, Steve, it's always good to be with you, and thanks for having me on, and I appreciate you allowing me to come share about this, really important and in some sense, difficult news that we'll discuss here.
Yeah, okay, so 1 in 8, 12.5% of young men, ages 18 to 29, you found, are dipping into one of these areas, or maybe more than one of these areas, mm-hmm. on a daily basis. What did you find?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. So this came from research that the Institute for Family Studies did, and they're just a great organization that does a lot of research on young men, how young men are struggling today, and how marriage is good for both males and females, and they just do phenomenal research and phenomenal work. And they recently did a study, I believe it was earlier this year, that was really just a deep dive into young men, the state of young men today. And one of the things that they found, as we mentioned, as the title says, is that 11.9% of young men today use pornography, gamble, and play video games every single day. That's pretty remarkable in a very concerning way. It also found that only 2% of young men never watch pornography, gamble, or play video games. 95% of young men play video games. Around 70% watch pornography, and 57% gamble. Usually that's through sports bettings and sports books, at least sometime, whether that's once a year, once a month, something like that. And so I think these statistics, they kind of demonstrate a really frightening reality that a lot of our young men today are engaged in harmful and destructive behaviors when they should be becoming responsible adults who are focused on their faith and focused on starting a family, the important things of life that for literally all of human history, young men have been focused on in that age group. In the study, I looked at men ages 18 to 29. And so these are, young men, they're young adults who are supposed to be finding their way in life. And for so many of them, unfortunately, that's not really happening. And there's also a massive uptick of young men and men in general who are just unemployed and not even looking for work. 7 million men today between the ages of 25 and 55, which are, the traditional prime areas and ages of your working life. They're unemployed and not even looking for work. And so you have this really this dearth of men, of young men especially, who are trying to find sources of meaning and purpose in their life. And they're not grasping onto that. They're not succeeding in finding that. And that's why today 30 million men ages 20 to 39 are unmarried. That is an all-time high in American history, up from 20 million in 2000. And the number of married men has shrunk from 18 million in 2000 to just 15 million today. So today, for men ages 20 to 39, twice as many men are unmarried than are married. I mean, that is a civilizational catastrophe that we're faced with. And so I looked at this study and said, man, I really want to try to speak into this, addressing the problem that young men are facing, but then also try to give them some hope and something higher to aim for and something higher to pursue. And so I think that that's also really important.
Wow, a lot of really good information. Zach, you and I may have touched on some of this in the past. I know that Glenn Stanton and I have discussed the decreasing population, the decreasing mm-hmm. fertility rate, and the number of unmarried men surging is obviously being a part of that, as you mentioned, that the number of men getting married, not only is it happening later, is there's more men over 30 that are not married, and that are married, just decreasing. So clearly, an area we need to address, and all of these areas, whether you're talking about video games, gambling, pornography, stewardship certainly comes into mind. I mean, whether it's stewardship of your finances, maybe in all of those arenas, but certainly your time, the stewardship of your time, and the hard drive space and what we call our brain. Really some, the alarm is going off. And then the question really is then, Zach, what is the fix? What are resources available to assist? We're talking about young men here. The article mentioning 1 in 8 young men watch porn, gamble, and play video games daily. But men in general, I'm sure, to a great extent, this would apply to. Let's look at some of the cure and the resources available.
Yeah, that's definitely an important part of my piece. And, I don't like angles and articles that, see this and instantly blame young men for all the world's woes, right? I think you can take that too far and say, young men are the problem, young women are perfect. That's simply not the case. Part of my article was going into, absolutely talking about the problems that young men are facing. But I wrote that, while the problem with young men today is largely behavioral, like the issues that we were talking about, many young women have an ideological problem where their goals, their life goals, don't line up with what they have historically pursued, which is, getting married and having kids and forming families. Today, young men are far more likely than young women to say that they want to get married and have children someday. And I don't know that that's ever been the case before in human history, but I think as a result of feminism, a lot of young women are far more career-minded than are even young men. Today, more young men than young women identify as conservative, 29% versus 22%. And this was really one of the most interesting things that I found in my research, is that 68% of unmarried young men want to get married someday, and 62% of childless young men aspire to be fathers. So there's a good portion of young men who, while they're not succeeding at acquiring these life goals quite yet, they really do have their heart in the right place, even if they've found it kind of difficult to achieve. And so I think, for young men especially, there's really three points that I want to just convey for them. And number one is just an encouragement to aim higher. You can't find a good purpose or meaning in life or satisfaction in your life if you're watching pornography, gambling, and playing videos every single day. That is a problem, and it's not a solution to happiness in life, nor is it a solution to finding meaning in your life. And so number one is just aim higher. I think that's really important. And I think of, Charlie Kirk, who, one of the most repeated advices that he would give young people, he would give young men especially, is to, he would say that the most important thing you can do, it's not to vote for a certain party, it's not to, have a six-figure job. Those are good. Voting is certainly important. I'm an advocate of more individuals voting, more informed individuals voting. But the most important thing that young men can do today is to get married and have kids. And you want to be discerning about that. Obviously, you want to do your best through a prayerful process of discernment and consideration, finding a worthy spouse. That's really important. But at the same time, you have to, feel a little, I think, pressure to really try to do these important things that have been taken for granted all throughout history. So that's the first piece of advice. The second thing I would say for young men is really to turn to faith. Turn to faith in Christ, because I think, our faith especially is the primary source of meaning and purpose and a solution, honestly, to so many of the problems that we were discussing. And thankfully, we have a lot more young men who are going to church today than have in the past. For the first time in American history today, more men actually attend church than women. And that's especially pronounced among 20-somethings. So if you're a young man, you're more likely to be in church today than young women are. And that's another first for American history. More young men today, 42% of them say that religion is very important to their lives. And that's young women. I think that's 29% of them would say that religion is very important to them. So I would encourage young men especially to continue to take faith seriously, because I think as you do so, you and especially as you find faith in Christ, bit by bit, his grace and the provision that he provides for you and the mercy that he provides for you can bit by bit help you to attain what you're supposed to do in life, which is, again, to aim for something higher, aim for heaven, and then aim for finding a wife and having kids. And then the third piece of advice I would say is just don't give up. I think that's a really important thing that young men need to hear today, is that, yes, there's a lot of problems that you're facing. It's not easy to solve these different things that you're struggling with, whether it's pornography addiction, gambling addiction, video game addiction, whatever it is. These are not easy things to fix, and so it's probably going to take a little bit of time to steer the ship in the right direction. But it's not impossible, especially with Christ on your side and Him helping provide you the grace that you need through that. And so I'd really just encourage men, especially, not to give up. That's really important for young men to hear today. And for those who are struggling, I'd encourage you to give us a call at Focus on the Family. Our number is 1-800-A-FAMILY. You can speak with a caring Christian counselor who can listen to you and provide some steps forward for you if that would be of interest. Or you can go to focusonthefamily.com, and we have a Get Help section right at the top of our page talking about a lot of these issues that we've been discussing. So I just really encourage young men to take a step in the right direction, even if you don't 100% know where you're headed. Taking one step in the right direction is much better than doing nothing.
Oh, well said, Zach. As you already mentioned, the world's woes can't be placed squarely on the shoulders of the young men in our community. And let me put a charge to the seasoned men, the older guys like me, find an opportunity to mentor these young men. Many of us have our own young men in our families that we should be pouring into. I'm so glad you aimed us towards a biblical worldview life. Here's a resource I would encourage people. Obviously, the Bible. But I did want to mention a book by Jerry Bridges that comes to mind, because to move away from these areas where we're missing the mark and head towards a more holy life is the book by Jerry Bridges, The Pursuit of Holiness. And I'll tell you what I got from going through this book was more time in the Word is going to have that impact on you. The holiness that we may show, and Jerry Bridges explains, and the Apostle Paul explained, it's not me, it's the Holy Spirit's work in me. And by being in His Word that is alive and active and cutting to bone and marrow, you're going to see a change occur, especially if your faith is already in the Lord. Obviously, time in the Word and time being mentored, if you don't know Him, you will find Him. So really appreciate it. And the fact, I love, Zach, that you mentioned don't give up. Turning a ship, a rudder doesn't turn on a ship on a dime. Right. So expect that it's going to take some time. And even our Lord and Savior Christ, we're reminded in Luke, grew in wisdom and in stature. Be prepared to see changes happen, but you have to purpose to be good stewards of your time, your resources, and do all things as unto the Lord. A well-written article by Zachary Mettler from Focus on the Family's The Daily Citizen. We encourage you to go find that. 1 in 8 young men watch porn, gamble, and play video games daily. Zach, as always, thanks for your time, and let's do it again soon.
Sounds good, Steve. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.